Mark had heard enough, and without warning raised his left hand, which held the lamp, angling the bright bar so that its glow momentarily flashed into Roquefort's eyes. The instant of discomfort caused de Roquefort to squint, and his hand with the gun dropped as he raised his other arm to shield his eyes. Mark kicked the gun from de Roquefort's grip, then rushed from the chamber. He emerged from the open gate, turned back toward the ladder, but took only a few steps. 10 feet ahead, he saw another light and spotted Malone and his mother. Behind him, de Roquefort emerged.
"Halt!"
came the command, and he stopped. De Roquefort stepped close. He saw his mother raise a gun.
"Get down, Mark!"
she yelled, but he stayed standing. De Roquefort was now directly behind him. He felt the barrel of the gun at the back of his head.
"Lower your weapon," de Roquefort said to her.
Malone displayed a gun.
"You can't shoot us both."
"No, but I can shoot this one."
Malone considered his options. He couldn't get a shot at de Roquefort without hitting Mark. But why had Mark stopped?
"Lower the gun," Malone said quietly to Stephanie.
"No."
"I would do as he says," de Roquefort made clear.
Stephanie did not move.
"He's going to shoot him anyway."
"Maybe," Malone said, "but let's not provoke it."
He studied Mark's face, not a speck of fear. He motioned with his light at the book in Mark's grasp.
"That what this was all about?"
Mark nodded.
"The great devise, along with a lot of treasure and documents."
"Was it worth it?"
"That's not for me to say."
"It was," de Roquefort declared.
"So what now?" Malone asked. "Nowhere for you to go. Your men are down."
"Y'all doing?"
"Some.
But your chaplain is here with a contingent of knights. Seems there's been a revolt."
"That remains to be seen," de Roquefort said. "I'll only say it one more time, Miss Nell. Lower your gun."
Malone was still assessing the situation, his mind checking off options. Then in the glow from Mark's lamp, he spotted it, a slight depression in the floor. Another floor trap. He cut his gaze back and saw in the younger man's eyes the fact that he knew it existed. He realized why Mark had stopped. He wanted de Roquefort to come after him. Apparently, it was time to end this. Here and now. He reached out and wrenched the gun from Stephanie's grasp.
"What are you doing?" she yelled.
He mouthed,
"The floor,"
and saw that she registered what he'd said. Then he turned back.
"Wise move," de Roquefort said to him.
Stephanie went silent, apparently understanding. He turned his attention back across the passage. His words, meant for Mark, were said to de Roquefort.
"Okay, your move."